Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Norma Martinez.
I'm Denise Rodriguez.
I'm Bill Hooten.
Well, today we're going to be talking about vegetables. We've got, if you go out to the supermarkets or to the nurseries, they've got vegetables everywhere. Tomatoes, peppers, everything you can imagine. So people are thinking about vegetables. But before we get to our special show here, just want to go over a couple of events on our calendar. Happening next Saturday, April the 6th, there will be a presentation at the Mountain View Market Farm on organic homemade pest control. You can find out how to deter pests and disease in your garden or farm using natural products that you can make right at home. We've got the information on our Good to Grow page at ktep.org. Another number you can call is 575-523-0436. That's 575-523-0436. Again, you can also go to the Good to Grow page at ktep.org. That's happening next Saturday at the Mountain View Market Farm in Mesilla, New Mexico. And happening also next Saturday, in sort of a topic related to what we're going to be talking about today, there's going to be a vegetable workshop happening at Azcárate. Tell us more, Denise.
That's right. We're actually going to have our summer vegetable workshop out at Azcárate Park. That's near our community garden out there. And we'll have a series of talks depending on what your interests are, but they're going to be all on summer crops. So your common eggplants and chilies and the most important or the most popular crop, tomatoes. We'll also have a talk on smaller containers vegetable growing for people that kind of have a limited outdoor space. We'll also talk about herbs and other culinary treats that you can add to your summer dishes.
So that's happening next Saturday, April the 6th from 9 to noon at the Azcárate Park Community Garden. That's on Delta, 6900 block of Delta. Registration begins at 8:30 a.m., but they are recommending that you do register early, hopefully by Thursday, April the 4th, and everybody does hope to see you out there for that vegetable workshop. And speaking of vegetables, we have with us in the studio today a vegetable specialist with the Texas Master Gardeners, as well as the president of the El Paso Master Gardeners Association, Dave Turner. Welcome.
Well, good morning.
Well, Denise, I know you wanted to sort of focus on tomatoes for this particular show.
Exactly. It's the number one crop, a vegetable crop grown. We always say that if you need to know three things in horticulture, it's trees, turf, and tomatoes. So I think it's timely and appropriate to talk about this popular vegetable. Dave, it's really busy nowadays working on our demonstration gardens, and we wanted to bring him in to talk to us about tomatoes and the different types of growing tomatoes, and how do we start? What do we need to look for when we're choosing our tomatoes?
Okay, well, obviously, the first thing you'll start with any vegetable is your soil. You have to have the soil well prepared with a lot of compost and fertilizer. I recommend 3 to 4 inches of compost spread on top of the, and then mixed balanced fertilizer such as 13, 13, 13. And use about 2 tablespoons per square foot of area and mix that well into the soil first.
Well, what if you are thinking of planting a tomato in a pot? What kind of preparation would you need in that potting soil?
Pretty much the same thing. You need to have a good potting medium. And so I would recommend going with a fresh, clean, out-of-the-bag potting medium. And still, I would mix a little bit of fertilizer with that. But I would use, for that, I use a soluble fertilizer and do it about half strength, but do it more frequently than you would in the ground.
Is it too late now to start tomatoes from seeds? Because, like I mentioned earlier, there's a lot of plants that are already being sold where the tomato plant already has a really good start there in the pot.
It's too late now for this season. Tomatoes have to be planted with transplants. You always have to plant the seeds indoors and then use transplants. And right now actually is the time to get them in the ground. We do what I call the prime time for tomatoes in El Paso is the last week in March and the first week in April. So we're right there. And there's a good reason for that. The number one question that I get about tomatoes is that I have this beautiful green tomato plant, and I have all these blossoms on it, but I don't get any tomatoes. And when I ask them when they planted it, they say, well, I planted it in the beginning of May. So that's the problem. The reason is tomato blossoms do not set and make the actual tomatoes when the daytime temperatures are above 92 degrees and the nighttime temperatures above 75 degrees. That happens pretty early here in El Paso, like around mid-May, sometimes early May. So that's why you need to get them in the ground right now so that they have time to grow and produce some, get some tomatoes, a lot of tomatoes hopefully, on the plants now before those temperatures arise. And then they will grow from there. The tomatoes will continue to grow and ripen through the summer. So,
well, Bill, you mentioned before the show that you've been planting tomatoes pretty much every year for the last four decades.
That's correct. I'm embarrassed to say that, but it's true.
Do you have any sort of special advice you'd like to share with those 40-plus years experience?
Well, it's really different every year. That's what's interesting. You get different diseases. You have different problems. Sometimes it gets hot early. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it rains too much. So it's an art as opposed to a science. Every year is a little bit different. So just keep after it, and you'll have some years better than others, but it's a lot of fun to do. So I guess that's why I keep doing it.
So, Dave, do you find that to be the case also with the calls that you get from people who have their tomato problems that they may have mentioned that I had this problem last year or I didn't have this problem last year, and now they have the complete opposite this year, where the problems just seem to be different every time?
Absolutely. There's always different problems coming up. We get many different questions with different problems. And it's sometimes it's a little hard to figure out exactly what they're trying to tell you. So you have to ask them a lot of questions and draw it out of them. But we'll usually figure out what the problem is and tell them what to do.
And I think that we've done a really good job of identifying which types of tomatoes work the best in El Paso. So I think by using that information that the master gardeners have inherently gathered throughout the years is really kind of points people in a good direction to know that you all have found success here locally. These are not statewide or national recommendations. These are actually what you've been doing in your own backyards. Yeah. I think that's really a good starting point. One thing I wanted to ask you to talk to us about was the difference between tomatoes, the indeterminate versus determinate. You know, if you're walking down the garden center and you see all these labels coming at you, like how would we tell a consumer which ones to pick and what kind of results should they expect?
Okay. That's an excellent question, too. First of all, what is a determinate and an indeterminate tomato? They are the two types of tomato plants that you can get. Determinate tomato grows to a certain height and then stops growing, usually about 4 feet. And then it doesn't grow, you know, any higher, but it produces a lot of tomatoes. Typically, most of them at one time, but then it tapers off, you know, as the season goes on. The indeterminate tomatoes never stop growing until it gets too cold and the plant dies. We've had them sometimes 7 and 8 feet tall out of our garden.
Oh my God.
So it can get pretty hard to harvest them, but but they keep growing. So you have to be a little bit careful when you're adding the supplemental nitrogen or fertilizers during the year, not to overdo it, because then you can encourage growth at the expense of producing tomatoes. So, but they will keep growing. So keep that in mind when you're buying. And it says on the tag that whether it's determinate or indeterminate. So if you're growing determinate, you know, you're going to need a lot of, you know, more space. It's going to get taller and wider. And if you plant them too close together, you're going to have trouble getting in between them and those kinds of things. And also, if you're going to be planting them, you know, in a container, I would recommend the determinate tomatoes because that big tall one's going to fall over on you. So,
well, let's talk a little bit about what kinds of tomatoes you have found success with here in El Paso, because I know that a lot of people, they really want those big giant beefsteak tomatoes or they want a Roma tomato. But what would you recommend that a lot of our listeners may want to direct their attention to?
Well, for right now, I'm going to recommend ones that I know they have in the stores here rather than some of the others that are a little hard to find. Uh-huh. Celebrities do very, very well here, and you can find those in most of the stores. Early Girls and Better Boys, those are the three that you find in just about any store here in El Paso. So those are the ones that, since it's too late to start your seeds now, those are the ones to look for. The ones that I don't recommend that people use are any of the I recommend use the hybrids and not the the heirlooms are more of a they do better in cold weather and not so well in the hot weather that we have here. I'm not saying that you can't grow them. We've done it in the past, and we've gotten two or three tomatoes out of a plant, which is unacceptable to me. I'm looking for 20 to 30 pounds if I can get them. So.
Well, Bill, you've had all these years of tomato experience. Do you concur with Dave here?
I completely concur. Those varieties that Dave mentioned just do better, period. They don't mind the dryness. They don't mind the heat. And I know Dave has experimented with numerous varieties, as have I, and it really just pays to stay with the basic 3, 4, 5 tomatoes that do best here.
Well, once you've put your tomato in the ground, we probably won't be able to cover all our tomato information before we get to the end of the show. We might have to do another one here. But once we get our tomato into the ground, what is it now that we need to do as far as irrigation goes? Because I know you can't really overwater a tomato. You can't underwater a tomato. I don't think people really need to panic about the exact science of watering a tomato. But what do you recommend irrigation-wise?
I always recommend a drip irrigation first. We usually use about 4 2-gallon per hour drippers per plant when we do it. But the important thing is to get the soil moist down to a minimum of 6 inches deep. 8 inches is better because that's where the majority of the roots are going to be. And the best way to really tell that is to run your irrigation system before you get it in the ground. And periodically during the year, dig down and see how far the water is. If it's only down 3 or 4 inches, then you need to increase the duration of running the water during your – we run them 3 times a week for about an hour. But we'll adjust that. If the water is getting too deep, we'll back it off. If in the hotter part of the year, we'll have to add it to keep it. So
that would be good to coincide with our 3-day-a-week watering schedule here in El Paso. So
exactly.
I think that would be
exactly
terrific for our listeners. Well, we are running out of time, but we want to remind our listeners that next Saturday, April the 6th, there's going to be a vegetable gardening workshop. If you have more questions about growing tomatoes or other vegetables here in the region, we invite you to go to Escarate Park's Community Garden at 6900 Delta from 9 a.m. to noon next Saturday, April the 6th. But they do recommend that you register in advance. Thursday, they recommend, is the deadline, and the number they'd like you to call is 860-2515, 860-2515, and there is a $10 program fee if you would like to attend. And, of course, all that goes to help the Master Gardeners and their future educational projects for the community. Well, thank you, Dave Turner. We're going to have you back. We barely scratched the surface of these tomatoes. So thank you, Dave, president of the El Paso Master Gardeners Association and vegetable specialist with the Texas Master Gardener. Thanks again.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
And thank you for listening today. I'm Norma Martinez.
I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And Bill Hooten.
And remember, a gardener's shadow is the best way to keep your garden good to grow.